Then, before our eyes, with actors still on stage, a lioness was brought out, its legs hobbled together so she would not leap into the stands. She looked starved, and I wondered if she was the one brought from Alexandria with our fleet so many months ago. When a slave was then dragged out, the crowd began chanting, "Crucify him." My hands twisted nervously in my lap, hidden by the folds of my toga. Meanwhile, the actors carried on with the play, trying to shout above the noise. O Isis, I will not describe the slaves' terrible cries when the lion's front paws were unchained. Because I was in the front row, those sitting behind me could not see that my royal eyes were closed. Tears were in my throat. I did not want to see such cruelties. When a gladiator came out to finish off the lion, the audience went wild. My heart wanted to weep, for I now knew another ugly truth. Men prefer brutality to literature. I suffered sitting there, not knowing what to do. When prisoners were led to the dirt area in front of the stage, carrying beams of wood across their shoulders, I looked for Puzo. I saw him moving off to the side, near an exit, so I